Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kim Davis case finally comes to an end. Kim Davis not only is responsible for a new law in Kentucky, but the case has now ultimately concluded. Thanks for your prayers. We're going to update you on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, the Kim Davis story is now almost a year ago when this happened. In fact, it is about a year ago because the Supreme Court of the United States, in a 5-4 opinion on June 26, 2015, issued this outlandish opinion trying to redefine marriage. And within 2 months of that, Kim Davis found herself in jail. She refused to issue a marriage license using her name and authority and her title. That would ultimately conflict with God's definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. The ACLU came after her, and she ended up spending 6 days in jail. But as a result of her stand in this litigation, lots of good things have happened, and just about a week ago, this case has finally concluded. It's an example, Matt, of standing up for right and what can ultimately happen when you do what's right.
Well, the ACLU, the homosexual activist lobby, they intended to make an example out of Kim Davis, and they ended up really making a kind of a hero out of her. That's not what she desired. She just stood firm and did the right thing. And you're right, Matt, it shows that when one person stands on the rock of truth, who is Christ, and stands firm and unwavering and fearlessly, look what she was able to accomplish. We have a new governor that was elected largely because of the position that she took in Matt Bevin, conservative Christian governor, which led to the legislation passing a bill. He put an executive order that has secured religious liberty for clerks in the state of Kentucky. So to the ACLU's chagrin, the Sixth Circuit has now thrown out all of their pending motions against Kim Davis, and she walks away with a total and complete victory here. But more importantly, religious freedom is victorious.
You know, it's so amazing because Kim could have easily just run for the hills when you have no idea. You know, the people don't understand all the abuse that she took, but because she's so grounded in Jesus, she just stayed solid and loved people regardless of being thrown in jail and all that she has encountered. So what a great example to us. We stand strong in our faith. God will honor us.
Kim Davis had never encountered this kind of issue, activism, in that sense. She had never been confronted with the radicalness of the homosexual agenda or same-sex marriage. And she went from zero with no experience in this in terms of what she was about ready to face to 100 miles per hour in 1 second. And she was able to hang on. Why? Because she was buckled in with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what grounded her. Anyone else would have buckled because of the pressure, the death threats, the negative things that she encountered, the media. All of those things combined together would have caused most people to ultimately cave and say, listen, I don't need this. I want to get back to my normal life. But Kim stood strong. And one of the most spiritual memorial days that she remembers is those days in jail because Jesus was with her. She might have been behind bars, but there were really no bars around her because Jesus was there with her in those times she spent in jail. And as a result of Kim Davis and her stand and her faithfulness to Jesus Christ, ultimately what happened is a new governor. I think he's only the third governor, Matt, in the history of Kentucky that's Republican that's ever been elected. He's the first Republican governor in decades in Kentucky. But it's not just that he's a Republican governor. He is an outspoken Christian, pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-religious liberty. And in the midst of this, he stood beside Kim Davis. And the contrast couldn't be more stark. That's another example. Kim Davis stood, and the governor-elect stood, and now he's the governor of Kentucky. He didn't run from these principles of Judeo-Christian values. He stood strong on them, and the people of Kentucky voted him into office in a historic election.
And this was evidence that the people of Kentucky overwhelmingly supported Kim Davis. There was a tremendous backlash for the bullying, for the hatred that she experienced. She didn't ask for this. She just stood on principle and said, I cannot violate my conscience. I cannot disobey the express dictates of God, our Father, in His Word that says, I will not be complicit in sinful behavior, so-called counterfeit gay marriage. But, she knew she was ready for this because Christ, in John 15:18, He says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. They hated Kim Davis. They still hate Kim Davis, but He protects those who He loves. He protects His children, and Kim Davis is a child of God.
And she's very clear. She doesn't hate anyone. She doesn't even hate those who have chosen the homosexual lifestyle, but she will not compromise her faith.
When you look at these videos that some of these two homosexual guys that wanted to have a marriage license ultimately posted, that really shows a contrast between the hatred and the nastiness that they waged towards Kim Davis versus the calm, gentle spirit that she ultimately reflected back to them. They wanted to pick a fight. She was just presenting the love and demeanor of Jesus Christ to these individuals. And Kim is someone who, if you're around her for any moment of time, you realize how much she loves Jesus. She is a woman who exudes the love of Christ when you're around her. And it's been a blessing for us to represent her and get to know her as a friend. As a result of Kim Davis's stand, we have in Kentucky a new governor, as I said, Governor Matt Bevin, very strong on all the issues. On the night that he was elected, he tweeted that he was going to bring Christian principles, not conservative principles, not Republican principles. He was going to bring Christian principles to Frankfurt, which Amen. Is the capital. He's going to bring that into the governor's office. And in fact, he will. And he is. The first week that he was in office, he issued an executive order protecting Kim Davis, which was one of his campaign statements he would do. And then he was the person who supported, and the legislature got behind, and this is interesting, unanimously passing the law. Democrats and Republicans, interestingly, joined together to pass this law protecting religious freedom in Kentucky. And I think they saw not only the handwriting on the wall that the people of Kentucky had spoken. They stood with Kim Davis. They stood with marriage. They stood with religious liberty. The law was passed. He signed it into law. The case was still pending at the Court of Appeals. We advised the Court of Appeals of this new change. And we asked that the Court of Appeals dismiss those injunctions that were down below that the judge had given to the ACLU plaintiffs. And the Federal Court of Appeals dismissed them. They're history. They're gone. And that, I think, is the end of the case. This is a great exclamation mark on what people can do when they stand for truth. So never give up. We need Kim Davis's writ large at every level of public office across the country.
Each of us can make a difference. Can Kim make a difference? Can I make a difference? Can you, everyone listening, can make a difference?
Yeah, Matt, it is something that I think is an example that people should follow.
That's what I was going to say. I hope that governors in states around the country, we need more policies, more laws put in place to protect religious liberty, to protect the Kim Davises of the world around the country.
Yes, and in fact, I think that there's going to be more laws in this next session. There's been a number of laws that have been put forth. There's a lot of opposition, obviously, that comes from the LGBT so-called agenda. And we just need to be able to stand strong. Because when you stand strong like Kim Davis, good things happen. You're going to face a lot of headwinds. Kim Davis certainly faced those headwinds. But she was grounded in Jesus. And those headwinds didn't matter to her. What mattered to her was being faithful to Jesus Christ, to be loyal to Him, to not let Him down. And as a result of that, Jesus ultimately blessed her, and we have amazing things that have happened, both winning on the legal areas, in the legislative arena, and in the executive, all three branches of government. There's been victories from the governors to the legislators to the courts, and many people around the world have been encouraged by the stance of Kim Davis. That's why we need more people like her in all levels of government, from the president all the way down to the local official that you elect to office. Make sure you elect principled men and women who love the Lord Jesus Christ and will stand for what's right when the pressure gets tough. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Ask for the Silence is Not an Option DVD and handbook, Silence is Not an Option, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.